Hello, and welcome to Quiz Coconut's Quickfire Quiz Pod with me, James Cutler. In 2014, I launched Quiz Coconut, and we've since hosted over 2,000 pub quiz nights. Each episode, I pick 10 of our best questions so you can improve your general knowledge, boost your brain power, and learn some useful and useless facts. Answers will be revealed at the end of the episode, and there's one rule. Don't use Google.
Use your coconut!
Welcome back, quizzers, to another episode. Now, today I've gone back through the Quiz Coconut archives and found a few more difficult questions for you. So I would say that this is harder than our regular episodes, but I think you can handle it. And if you feel like you can't handle it, there are some easier episodes that we've done recently. You can check out any of the Trivia for Kids specials. Anyway, let's get on with this one. So as always, there are 10 questions and 15 points available. Make a note and let's see how you do. Question 1. Nutmeg is a hallucinogen. True or false? Number 2. Here's an interesting one. How many times a day does the average adult human tell a lie? I'll give you 50% either way of the correct answer. And these lies include fibs and, little white lies. So things like, lovely to see you. I was just about to do that. Oh, I must have missed your email. Those sort of things, they all count. So what is the number? How many lies a day? Question 3 is a sports question about the purest of sports, darts. How many points would you score in darts if you got a bullseye, an outer bullseye, and a double top? Question 4. Where would you find the lowest dry land on Earth? That's lowest in terms of meters below sea level. Number 5 are musical diploids. I will give you the initials of songs and artists. Tell me which songs they are. In the interest of variety, I'm going to give you a song from 1970 and a song from 2019. The initials are BOTW by SAG. BOTW by SAG. And the other song is S-Y-L by L-C. For number 6, can you write down one of the years in which the Boer War took place? Number 7. Running since 1954, which company has advertised the longest on the Piccadilly Circus illuminations? Now, if you're not from the UK, chances are you still know what Piccadilly Circus is from pictures or maybe you've been in a film. It is a junction in London in the West End, and it's well known for having one building that is covered with video displays and neon signs. If you still don't know what I'm talking about, just guess the name of a massive company. Number 8. Which North African stew is named after the pot in which it is cooked? So question 9, I think this is really tricky. I'm going to give you the question, I'll give you 10 seconds to guess it, and if you haven't got it by then, I'll give you another clue. So in 1999, who was voted the Man of the Millennium? Here's your clue. The man was from Germany and his invention was picked as Time magazine's most important of the millennium. And finally, question 10 to finish up. 3 points here. Cryptic Summer Olympic events. I will give you cryptic clues to events that you might find in the Summer Olympics. I think you're going to get all three of these. Let's see how you do. The first one, which Summer Olympic event will you think about when I say, let's talk about it? Let's talk about it. The second Summer Olympic event is where they keep the ballots. Where they keep the ballots. B-A-L-L-O-T-S. And the third one, consume a ton of poetic balances. Consume a ton of poetic balances. There's a lot of tricky content there today, folks. So pause the pod if you need more time with any of that and leave it playing for today's bad joke.
This is today's bad joke.
Talking of Germans earlier on, there are no Germans in my phone. It's Hans free.
That was today's bad joke.
By the way, that is not a clue to that man's name. Here come the answers. Let's see how you do. Extra hard. But can anyone at least break double figures? Let's find out. Number one, that's true. Nutmeg is a hallucinogen. It contains myristicin, which is a natural compound that has mind-altering effects if ingested in large doses. That's your Friday night sorted then. Number two, how many times does an adult lie every day? This is astounding. The answer is 34. And that's an average. So 50% either way would be anything between 17 and 51. So 34 lies every day on average. That's when you write to tell me that you got 15 out of 15 on this. Yeah, that could be one of them. Number three, in darts, a bullseye is 50, an outer bullseye 25, a double top is double 20, so 40, so it's 150. Number four, the lowest dry land on Earth is the shores of the Dead Sea, 430 metres below sea level. Number five, your musical ditloids there. B-O-T-W by S-A-G is Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. 2 points. And then S-Y-L by L-C is Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi, one of the biggest songs of 2019. Number six, any of the years for the Boer War, 1899 to 1902. So four to choose from. Number seven, 1954 was the first time that Coca-Cola advertised at Piccadilly Circus and has been there ever since. Number eight, a tagine is named after the pot that it's cooked in, a tagine. Number nine, the man of the millennium was Johann Gutenberg, who invented the Gutenberg press, which revolutionized printing. His work led to an information revolution and the unprecedented mass spread of literature throughout Europe. And number 10, your cryptic events. The first one, let's talk about it. Well, let's discuss or discuss. Yeah, it's tenuous. The second one, where do they keep the ballots? They keep it in a poll vault. A ballot is a poll. They keep the ballots in a vault. The third one, consume a ton of poetic balances. A poetic balance is a meter. So if you consume a ton of them, you ate 100. So 800 meters. 800 meters. So 3 points there, discus, pole vault, and 800 meters. How about those? And I do come up with all of this myself, so feel free to let me have some feedback. There is a form in the notes. We'd love to hear from you, whether it's too easy, too difficult, too long, too short, whether my jokes aren't good enough, whatever it is. Do get in touch and let us know how you did with our extra hard quiz. We will be back next week for a regular episode. Subscribe so you don't miss it. Bye! If you enjoyed today's quiz, why not book us for your next event? We host corporate events in the UK and Canada and virtual events all over the world. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiz Pod so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week. Quiz Coconut, nuts about trivia.